We still have two floors here in our Mishnah. First floor and a second floor. The bayis and the aliyah on top. And we still have a window between the downstairs and the upstairs. And we have a pot that's covering that hole, that window. What's different in this Mishnah is that the pot is not made out of kli cheres, but it's made out of something that simply cannot be mekabel tuma. Let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Sechta Zahalis, Perikei, Mishnei Hoyu. We had the kelim over here on the aruva. Aruva again is this opening between the first and second floor. But the pot that is covering it is clay glolim. Kelim made out of the dung of behemoth. Or clay avonit, stone kelim. Or clay adam, kelim made out of earth. All these kelim, even in the hands of an Am Haaretz, are tahar. So if they are placed over the opening of the aruva, it saves everything upstairs. Hakol tahar. Even kelim that have tahara b'mikvah, everything upstairs is tahar. Being that the keli in the window is not mekabel tuma, we don't have this issue with an Am Haaretz. For that matter, says the Mishnah Vayta, Hoya, let's say, we had in the aruva a kli, and now we're talking about a kli cheres, which is tahar lakodesh. We followed through on this keli to make sure that it is tahar, so you can mamish put kadashim inside, vilachatas, or these kelim were prepared in such a way that you can mamish put in the ashes of the paraduma inside, or the water mixed with the ashes of the paraduma, or the water about to be mixed with the ashes of the paraduma. If that was the type of kli cheres that is covering the whole hakol tahar, even though this keli belongs to an Am Haaretz, why? Shehakol nemona malachatas. When it comes to chatas, and for that matter kachim, when it comes to the paraduma, that's what we mean chatas over here, or kachim, if an Am Haaretz says, no, it is tar, you can put hegdish inside. No, it's tar, you can put ashes or water of paraduma inside, we believe them. When Chazal made the gzeira on the kelim of an Am Haaretz, it never applied to kelim that are ready for use for kachim or for paraduma, even though they're in the hands of an Am Haaretz. So one rule for everything we just mentioned in the Mishnah, it totally cuts off the tuma from coming upstairs. These kelim are not mekabel tuma. For example, the clay glolim, the clay avonim, the clay adama, the kelim made out of dung, stones, or earth. Ukli cheres tahirin, and the special kli cheres that were prepared for hegdish or for chatas, they're totally tar, even in the hands of an Am Haaretz. Umatzilin, shaili if your gair is devav or not, and they're going to save anything on top from tumas meis. Im dafnais ayhala. Literally, this means with the walls of the aisle. So what does that mean, with the walls of the aisle? What we're saying is, when it works together with an aisle, when it's part of a wall, that's when it blocks tum. Like in this case. It's not mamish the wall, but it's part of the ceiling of the first floor and the bottom and the floor of the second floor. These kelim, although they're tar, will not completely work to block tum if they're not part of an oil, and that, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we will see in the next Mishnah. Now, let me ask you something before we even begin our chazar. What's the logic over here? If Am Haaretz tells me his pot, his regular pot is tar, I don't believe him. But when he tells me that this is fit for hegdish, you could put your carbon shlamim into this. Or even more so, you can put the ashes or the water, the part of Duma into it. I do believe him? The answer is, the Chazal made a gzeira. They had to understand the ramifications, the effect of the gzeira, and how it plays itself out. Chazal were always 10 steps ahead. It was hard enough to tell Am Haaretz that his own kelim are tami, but they had no choice. If they're going to tell him, however, that he's not trusted when it comes to Hegdish, and he's not trusted when it comes to the part of Duma, you know what they're going to do? They're going to say, so forget it, we won't come to the Beis HaMikdash. We'll build our own Bama. We'll make our own like Mizbeach. And we'll be Makriv Karbanos over there. And whatever the problems are with the Tumah of the Kalim, that would have been far worse. So Chazal knew when they could institute a Gzeira and when they can't. And that's the reason Chazal felt they have no choice other than to trust the Amiratzim, to show them that we trust them when it comes to Hegdish and to Paradum.